We were arguing about...
You're not mad, are you?
We were arguing about... Yeah, I don't... I've never liked you, man.
Yeah, oh, whatever. Come on. 14 years. We should have a... We should just put a therapist in here with us in the room. Just during the day.
It's a good idea.
But Dan, you do your best, bud.
As I said the other day, I had a friend...
We'd be trying to get custody of you.
Never asked me about my work before. He said, can I ask you something about your job? I said, sure. I said, are you and Andy friends?
The best part...
Do you like each other?
Do you want to tell everybody what happened to us yesterday when we left? We walked out the door. Who stopped us? To tell us about their car. Because everywhere I go, yeah. I got to hear about that damn van that's been gone for like 3 years.
Yeah.
How's Jeff's van? How did the van become so popular?
I don't know. Forget the van. I want to get back to our fight. We were talking about developing players and blah, 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 blah. And Andy thinks I'm doing something that I have no idea what he's even talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm talking about getting guys up here, but being patient and bringing them up
and
when
I'm talking
ready.
About opportunity when and guys aren't guys performing, so giving someone else a chance.
Well, which I want to do, but maybe there's a reason why. I mean, I wanted DeLauder up here yesterday, but they must not think he's ready.
I want
Kafis up here yesterday.
I wanted Kafis to go from East Lake to Cleveland. So
Anthony's in Cleveland Heights. Hello, Anthony.
Heights, hi.
How you doing? Heights, hi. Yes. Okay. So, I agree with Keith here. It's when folks are... You have to take into account, I think, when folks who are singing, bring up DeLauder, bring up Kafis, they're doing it subsequent to them saying, we stink, we've lost 10 games in a row. The implication here is that these guys are going to help this year, which is not correct. As Jeff, you're pointing out, it's quite likely, and as Keith pointed out, that they're just not ready. And the front office has said last year and this year, the players are going to help us get to the playoffs, if that's in the cards at this point, are on the roster right now. So I have an issue when people are expecting guys like DeLauder to be ready now. Now, if you are truly
If DeLauder wasn't hurt, I agree with what Keith said, that he should be ready right now. But you have to, fair? I mean, look, if you're sitting here from the outside, you're saying this is Major League Baseball, and I know there's a jump between AAA and the bigs, but if you brought either one of these guys up and they hit 200, then they would be more successful than the guys that are hitting right now.
He's had 500 at-bats in his minor league career. That's it.
Yeah, I think maybe the issue is...
You're talking about Kafis or you're talking about DeLauder?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you truly are someone who's saying bring them up, let's see what they got, and we're getting ready for next year, that's fine. But my fear is that you're going to bring them up, and maybe this is just my response as a Guardians fan first to people who are demanding they bring them up. That the minute they go over 10, they're going to go, they stink. The front office stinks. Get rid of Dolan, and they're not going to give them the time to.
Guess what? They're going to do that anyway. They've been doing that since day one, Anthony. But
you're right about that. One other thing I want to point out here. Well, two other things. The caller previous to Keith Law coming on, comparing GMs across eras for the Guardians.
That was Bill
and Parma. I'd be a little careful to do that because the finances of baseball have changed so significantly that it's practically a different game, especially at the level of, what players are, at the financial level. So that's just one thing I'd be careful about doing. The Dodgers are so far ahead of everybody in terms of budget at this point that I'd be careful about making those comparisons. It's like comparing to the dead ball era and home runs or something like that. And then one other thing I'm going to point out, I just want to, on Slade Ciccone, the guy's making $765,000 a year. So anybody who wants to at some point this year, when it's going to happen, complain about trading away Josh Naylor, he's under club control at $765,000, and Josh Naylor was set to make $20 million. So just bear in mind.
So pay the man. That's what I say. Pay the man now. Get Slade Ciccone some cash now.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to.
I'm saying
Anthony,
do the right
thing.
Do the right thing. Sign him up now, long term. Get him go. I love this kid.
Evan is in Lyndhurst. Hello, Evan.
Brush hard.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
I just wanted to call. When you were arguing, Jeff, about AAA, you were kind of making a logical fallacy. You were arguing that, one, AAA doesn't help you because, like.
No, I never said that, Evan.
And then go to 180.
Evan, I never said that.
You mentioned Jonathan Rodriguez, AAA Player of the Year, and then all of a sudden he can't hit when he's up here.
Well, he hasn't yet.
Hasn't yet. And I think he could use some time up here to at least play a little bit.
Couldn't agree with you more.
Can or can't hit.
Couldn't agree with you more.
I don't know if it would help DeLotto to really play around there. He was at James Madison, I think, for a few years.
That's correct. That's where he went to college.
Orleans.
Is that like low A? I mean, toss in 500 bats for that, and then he's ready to come up. I mean, I would trade away. I love Santana, but like Milwaukee needs a first baseman right now. There you go.
Boston.
Lane Thomas. He's a free agent to be. He's screwed himself this year, but let him go try to get some money back from playing in the playoffs somewhere.
You know what, though, Evan, the problem with that, though, and I'm with you on that because he's a free agent. Either they want to keep him, which they haven't shown, but he's been injured and he's not performed well. Man, if you trade him, you're going to get nothing for him. And so I wonder, do you just try and get him here and he comes back and he plays well, and then you try and sign him next year on a better contract?
I mean, you could sign him anyway if he's a free agent. I mean, you get player to be named later. That was Michael Brantley 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But like Aroldis Chapman, he went to the Cubs, won a World Series, went right back to the Yankees.
Yeah, and that's a valid point, Evan. That's a valid point. I just don't think I don't think a team's going to give you anything for Lane Thomas right now. Anything. Because he's hurt. And he's been hurt a couple of times this year. Unless he can get on the field and stay healthy, I think it'd be really tough to trade him and based on, you know, he can help us down the stretch. Yes, he could if he's healthy. But are you going to give up anything of any kind of substance, Andy, for a guy who hasn't been on the field much this year? That's the problem, and that's a shame. Lane seems like a good guy, and he did some nice things here last year.
Yeah, I keep going back to Chase DeLauder and just kind of looking at his numbers. I just, even if he got here, I guarantee he'd hit more. You got to believe he'd hit better than 200, 210, 215 if he got here, even if he's trying to work his way through it right now.
You know what it goes back to?
I'm just looking at all of his numbers since he was 19 years old, even a Cape Cod Summer League number, and you know, what he did at Akron or Lake County. You know, I just, Arizona.
That's all well and good, and it can't be dismissed. The problem, I still think it goes back to this. And they've got a lot of guys that they haven't made decisions on. You know, John Kenzie. Man, we loved him at times. Rodriguez. I think he's so intriguing, it's ridiculous. Put up big numbers in AAA.
Yeah, repeatedly. Rocchio, I think Rocchio is one of those guys too.
Well, Rocchio might be too. And then Gabe Arias was getting a chance. You know, you've got to make decisions there. I just think there are so many guys in the same boat. You know, and they have to figure out, all right, is this guy a keeper? Is that guy a keeper? And they I don't know that you could have a big miss there. But boy, that would be terrible if they did, wouldn't it? You know, let's just say you decide Rodriguez isn't the guy and he goes to some other team and becomes, you know, Anthony Santander, who was really good in Baltimore after going to the Rule 5 draft. Who knows?
Ding,
no?
Ding, 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 ding. I'm going to Jeff in a box. Bing, bing, bing.
Oh, you're a miserable human being, Menigan.
Ding, 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 ding. I'm going to Jeff in a box. Bing, bing, bing.
I don't even know what that means.
It means that once you label a player, they stick in that box.
I disagree with that thought completely.
Oh, Jeff, you label guys all the time. Come on. It's okay. It's all right.
For the sake of a four-hour talk show so that we can have something to discuss, but I don't stick
the same
them there.
Thing as, like,
I'm the king of saying, give a guy a chance to develop. That must be the case. You call me the king of the process. If I'm the king of the process, how do I put a guy in a box and not let him out?
You're getting very emotional about this, Jeff.
Yes, I am.
Talk about it. You don't,
because you're a horse's patoot.
Well, just because you can't stand that, I'm telling you that I am going to chart every throw Will Howard has moving forward, and it pains me because I don't want the Steelers to win.
I've not said anything about Will Howard except for the fact that he went in the sixth round. Doesn't mean he can't be successful.
That is a fallacy. But you ripped the you-know-what out of me because I think Will Howard's a good quarterback. Two of you two together crush me on Will Howard every day. If I could walk in the door, you would say, Will Howard, and then you'd start ripping me left and right, and then the two of you would be laughing in my face. I cannot wait for my vengeance on that. Man, I want Will Howard to play well, but I don't want him to do it for the Steelers. That sucks.
I mean, it is one of the finer Jeff things, is of course.
Oh, Will. Thank you. Thank you.
I got to give him props till the end because that is really funny.
Thanks.
Oh, Will Howard. Why does he have to be with the Steelers? Will. Why couldn't he be with any other team in the NFL? Any other team so I could kind of root for him a little bit. I want him to be. I want him to have the greatest numbers.
How do we end up on football?
Any quarterback in the history of the game that loses?
How do we end up on football?
That the Steelers defense fails them all the time. And people are like, man, I feel so bad for Will Howard.
Now we're talking about Andy's man crush and his hate of the Steelers.
See, now I knew he'd turn it. No, you said to me that you don't do that to me, but you do that to me. So now you have the reality of it.
Brandon is in Paintsville. Hi, Brandon.
Brandon, what's up?
Baskin and Phelps, how y'all doing?
What's up?
We're miserable.
Hey. Shout out Paintsville. Let's hear it up for Paintsville.
Not miserable. Paintsville, amen. Yeah. Look, I know you guys are talking about prospects and all, but hey, I am super excited. Hey, slumps happen in baseball. We swept the Houston Astros, baby.
That's right.
We swept them.
The first place Houston Astros, Brandon.
Who were playing great baseball before?
It.
Who were playing great baseball before we got to them?
Doing awesome. I'm excited. Hey, that took away the 10-game losing streak.
Oh yeah,
Houston really Astros.
Three wins in last 13 games, baby. Here we go,
Houston Astros.
Wrong team.
That was close though, wasn't it?
Brandon, thank you. Appreciate that.
Houston Astros number one. Dan Pastorini on the hill. It was great. Earl Campbell behind the plate. What?
I did like the Oilers back in the day, and I'm a Bum Phillips fan.
I just think about the Browns playing on that godforsaken carpeting they had in the Astrodome.
Jeff Shadell covers.
Seriously, I think we had the same carpeting when I lived in Cleveland Heights. Same stuff. It was.
You know why that was so bad? One of the reasons?
Because they didn't buy it from your dad. That's why.
That's a great point, but no. They did not have concrete underneath it.
What was underneath it?
Dirt.
It was dirt.
It was rolled out over dirt.
And that's why it was so bad?
It was quite bumpy.
I did not know that. I thought it was concrete.
When I was down there, it was dirt.
Hmm. And then they could just lift it and they could bring out big trucks.
Bring out a horse and have a rodeo.
Yeah, that's true.